Hello, this is George Waring. I'm broadcasting from underground in Uptown Butte, and I'm going to read a column that I submitted to the Butte Weekly on January the 19th. It's simply entitled News from Davos. And again, I'm relying on the editor of the Patriotic Millionaires for sending me an update on what our ruling billionaires are saying in Switzerland. So here's a start. In middle January, over 2,700 world leaders attended the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Every year, elites from business, politics, and civil society meet at an exclusive and luxurious Swiss ski resort to discuss humanity's most pressing problems. Every year, they fail to make any real change because they refuse to acknowledge the elephant in the room. To make our world a more stable and prosperous place, a lot of those Davos attendees must start paying much higher taxes. If you need any more proof that Davos is nothing more than a PR exercise for relentless self-promoters who don't care about doing anything good for anyone other than themselves and their fellow wealthy elites, just look at who is there this year. Who is representing the United States? Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. For today's closer look, we're highlighting an explosive report, Survival of the Richest, that our allies at Oxfam published yesterday as Davos was kicking off. The report shows just how bad inequality has become around the world and how government leaders have failed to use taxes as a means to close the growing gap between rich and poor. And here are some key findings from that report from Oxfam. Over the past 2 years of the pandemic and cost of living crisis, the richest 1% of the global population have taken home roughly two-thirds of all new wealth created. Of the $42 trillion in new wealth created, the richest 1% captured $26 trillion, while the remaining 99% of the world claimed $16 trillion. Since the year 2020, billionaire fortunes have increased by no less than $2.7 billion a day. For every $1 of new wealth gained by someone in the bottom 90% of the global population, a billionaire gained roughly $1.7 million. Executives at food and energy companies have done well for themselves over this period, as their products became more and more expensive for ordinary consumers. 95 food and energy corporations more than doubled their profits in 2022, and they paid out no less than $257 billion. That is, 84% of those funds went to wealthy shareholders. At least 1.7 billion workers are living in countries where inflation is outpacing wages. Over 820 million people, roughly 1 in 10 people on Earth, are going hungry. For every $1 in taxes collected around the world, only 4 cents come from taxes that were on wealth. Rich people get most of their income from capital gains. And worldwide, these are taxed at an average rate of just 18%, which is just over half as much as the average rate imposed on income from labor. Half of the world's billionaires live in countries without inheritance taxes, and they'll pass on no less than $5 trillion to their heirs, which is more than the GDP of the entire continent of Africa. Over the last 40 years, governments across the world have cut top income tax rates, which has served as a boon to the rich, and a raise taxes on goods and services, which has hurt the poor. Over the next 5 years, three-quarters of world governments are planning on making $7.8 trillion in public sector cuts, including on things like healthcare and education. Well, that's enough for now, and again, I thank you, patriotic millionaires, for opening my eyes. So this is George Waring, and I thank you again for our little honk for change.